Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit of God being released throughout this broadcast throughout the earth and this whole radio and television audience. And we give you praise, sir, and we worship you that your word says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And we look to you, Holy Spirit, the greater one, to equip us to stand in this office today and teach this word today. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4. Praise God. We've been in this long enough. Your Bible should just fall open there now. Hallelujah. The 16th verse, therefore it is of faith, so that it might be by grace, to the end the promise, the blood-sworn oath, might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations before him, or like him in his presence, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. And we've been talking about receiving from God based completely and solely on the blood covenant of God. And let the feeling, we welcome feelings, but we don't base anything on them because they're fickle. Based on the Word of God completely, never based on feelings, never based on what somebody else said. They thought that their cousin said the Bible didn't say. No, no. And once we have stood on the Word of God, once we have declared this covenant union with God, he said it, I believe it, that settles it for me. And I pray, when I pray, let's look at this. I started to quote it. The Lord said, no, put your eyes on it. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. When you pray. You don't believe you receive it after you see it. There's nothing to change it. It's the power of faith that changes it. That's when the good stuff comes. Praise God. Now you'd be standing in faith just feeling like you hadn't got it, feeling like, you know, just like some kind of just terrible feeling. No. You don't base anything on that. And when you're standing on the Word of God, the Scripture says, having done all to stand therefore, having on the full armor of God. So now I'm armed, and I got the Word of God, and I'm standing on the Word. Now, at that point, I have the promises, the blood covenant oath promises upon which that cover my situation, upon which I have prayed, upon which I took my stand. So I don't let any feeling tell me I don't have it. I don't let any kind of dream tell me I don't have it. I don't let any kind of suggestion coming across my mind I don't have it. Nope. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Satan, I bind you and cast you out. I cast that feeling down. I cast that imagination out. I am born of God. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. I do speak with other tongues. It is the real thing, and you shut your mouth and get out of my life. Amen. Now, back to what Jesus said. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And yesterday we were talking about this, I didn't know this, and I related to you yesterday. Gloria and I mean, we didn't know what to do, and I rather thank God I was a, a, a scripture a little literate because I didn't know to fuss with it. I just yielded to God. But if you got a bunch of religion in your mind, am I going to get the right spirit? Am I going to? Well, what did he say? If you ask bread of any of you that's a father, you give him a stone, a fish, will you give him a serpent, an egg, you're going to give him a snake, a scorpion? No. God's not going to give you a devil when you're... No. See, all of that's Satan-built junk to keep you out of this powerful experience, this powerful life of speaking to God in the Spirit. Let's go over here to 1 Corinthians now, 14, where we were yesterday. And let's read some things here. He that speaks in an unknown tongue, or as we said yesterday, unknown is in italics there. It just simply means a tongue you didn't learn, and it was given to you by the Spirit of God. And you do the speaking. It's not the Holy Spirit doing the speaking. It's you. They were all, on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak. The Spirit gave them utterance. They spoke it. Now, edifies himself. Edify means to build up. The Greek word if a Greek speaking person said, I'm going to charge a battery in my car, that's the word he would use. I charge up, charge myself up. Speaking in tongues, I charge myself up. And then Jude 20, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now then, verse 14. If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Now, what are we doing here? Let's back up to verse 2. This is such a key. I want to plug this in right here because that brings these two verses together. Now, listen to this. He that speaks in a tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. The Weymouth translation says, he speaks divine secrets. I'm speaking secrets and I don't know what they are. Yeah, right. Amen. God knows and God's hearing. You're speaking to him. Amen. I get excited when I hear this. Glory to God. Now, come back over here. Let's go back up here at verse 13. Let him that speaketh in a tongue pray that he may interpret. He's speaking to God, but he prays that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. It's not coming out of my mind. It's not a mental thing, and I don't know what I said, but I pray that I interpret. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to have to do that by faith. Yeah, by faith, Father, I believe that. I believe you're hearing these words. You said you are. I believe you are. And I know it. I'm going to not to let the devil come tell me, well, did you feel like God heard you? Oh, shut up, Satan. I know why you are so upset. I'm talking to God and you can't understand a thing I'm saying. So take a hike. Glory to God. That ought to thrill you right there. And oh, he'll just yap and go on. Well, now you just wasted an hour praying in them tongues. No, I built myself up for an hour praying in those tongues. Amen. Amen. Now, I may not feel any stronger physically. No, because it's not a physical exercise. It's a spiritual exercise. While I was a student at Oral Roberts University, and I went somewhere and preached on a weekend, and several hours drive, preached that and then stayed all night and came. Went from Tulsa to Lubbock. And he builds himself up. He builds himself up. Okay, edifies himself. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. I see that. Yeah. Amen. By this time, I'd begun to learn to believe what the Bible said. Okay, I'm going to do that. So I just prayed in tongues the whole trip, the whole two-hour trip, whatever it was, from Lubbock to Tulsa. Well, I got in there about supper time in the evening when I got back to the house. And I thought, you know, if I'm edified, I can't tell it. I must be, because he said I would be right here in his word. I believe that. And I'm edified. But I thought, well, if I'm edified, I can't tell it. I know I am, but I can't tell it. All I got out of it is a dry throat. Gloria said, you know, Brother Tommy Tyson is speaking in a prayer group over here tonight, and why don't we have supper and go? I said, yeah, well, glory to God. Oh, brother. Well, man, anywhere Brother Tommy was speaking, I wanted to be there. So, and we went over there, and oh, man, and as always, Tommy Tyson had a way of putting things that just thrill your heart. He's in heaven now. And he was such a blessing to Gloria and me and to my family. And we're sitting there just hanging on every word. He's talking about the name of Jesus. And we're just listening to every word. He said, is there anyone that needs healing in their body? And several people raised their hand. And he said, Brother Copeland, Sister so-and-so right there behind you's got her hand up. Would you pray for her? I said, sure. I turned around there. When I started praying, the power of God came up on the inside of me. See, that my spirit was charged. My spirit force was charged. Praise God. Now, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But now, wait a minute. Now, listen to me. All the way back from Lubbock to Tulsa, I had my little tape recorder in the seat, and I'm listening to Brother Hagin teach the word. I'm hearing the word, and I'm just praying in tongues as I go, and I'm listening to that. See, you can do that. You can't do that if you're speaking a natural language. You can do it when you're speaking in tongues. I'm just sitting there, and all the time. See, my spirit's doing, my mind's listening to this. My spirit is praying. And so I'm edifying myself. So when I got in there and laid hands on it, I'm telling you, my faith was built up because I've been listening to that tape for hours and hours. And then I get in that room and turned around there and engaged my spirit and released my faith. Man, I'm telling you, boom, the power of God was all over the place. Glory to God. And I thought, yeah, I'm edified. But see, the feeling came later. Because once I engaged my spirit, it affected my flesh. And I'll tell you something. Thank you, Father. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Praise God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Isaiah 28:11. Let's go over there. I want to show you what happened to me. Because I had been preaching the night before, and I drove this whole trip, Isaiah 28. And when I got home, I was tired. But when I got over there, in that prayer meeting, I noticed I wasn't tired. I didn't connect it. But I look back on it now, and I think, yeah, what happened to me? Isaiah 28:11. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Hallelujah. Can you see what happened to me? I'm praying in tongues that whole time. My spirit is just driving along there, just Cadillacing along, praying in tongues, refreshing itself. My spirit is resting. My flesh don't know it yet, but now my spirit is just resting and just driving along, resting, and I'm resting, and I'm resting, and I'm resting. And I got in there, and my spirit, my flesh is tired, and all of a sudden, my rested spirit took over. Wow! And my flesh found out about it. Glory to God! Now, preachers, let me tell you something here. You can preach and preach and preach and preach. I don't care if you are spirit-filled. You can preach and you preach your life force out of your spirit because you're preaching by faith. The anointing is draining out your spirit. If you don't spend time in the Word and spend time listening to the preached Word and feed your spirit and feed your spirit with the Word of God and keep your faith strong. And here you go preaching day and night and night and day and day and night and night and day and you're getting worn down and you're just so tired you can't hardly move and you say, I'm the tiredest man in the world. Oh, God, what's happening? You've preached the life force out of yourself and your spirit needs rest. How can it rest when you're preaching every day? Right here. This is the rest. All you need to do is when you get out of your service at night, I don't care if you preach 7 days a week. I didn't know this and understand this back when I was preaching 7 days a week and like to kill me. But you can go to bed and sleep. You can sleep for 20 hours. You can sleep for 24 hours. And you get up and you're just as tired as you was when you went to bed. Why? Because your spirit man's tired. It doesn't have any rest. You've preached all your life out and gave it to other people. But you need to spend time in the Word. You need to spend time on BVOV network 24 hours a day and feed on it. Keep your CDs and your DVDs going. Download them in your phone. Listen to them at night. Get rid of all that natural junk. Get that natural television out of your eyes. I'll tell you, that'll rob you from the, particularly if you're a preacher. And just get totally immersed in the Word of God again. Hallelujah. And you're building things up. And you go to bed at night. You don't even have to be speaking out loud. Just speak it to yourself. The Apostle Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you put together. Well, you can see why. You can see what it did for the man, right? I mean, he got beat, he got whipped, his ship sunk out from under him. They killed him once or twice. But the man just keep going. How do you keep going? You give your spirit a rest. Go to bed at night. And just pray in tongues. You pray yourself to sleep. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of you that have not received the Holy Spirit yet, and you got sickness and disease in your body. And I'll tell you this, if you'll yield yourself to the Spirit of God, and if you'll by faith receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and yield your tongue to Him. See, James said that the tongue cannot be tamed with natural power. But the Spirit of God and the Word of God will tame your tongue. When you learn to yield your tongue, that tongue is the hardest member of this whole flesh body to yield. But when you do it by faith, I see it in the Word, and I'm going to do it by faith. I don't care what I feel like. Now you have taken Satan out of the equation because all he's got access to is your feelings. And you step in there and say, I yield my voice and my tongue to you, sir. I open my mouth and I make noise and I intend for you to fill it. I will sing with my spirit. I will sing with my understanding. I pray also that I may interpret that my mind be fruitful. Oh, I praise and worship you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for you are my divine Lord. I thank you, thank you, thank you. You have made me free. I thank you, thank you, thank you. For now I see, I know in the Lord and I know His Word. He's given me strength, and I have it now. Because He's showing me how. Hallelujah. Your spirit just rests up and just rests up and says, yes, glory to God. And your old body saying, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, here we go. Glory to God. Let's go again. And when you start doing that, your body will get healed. Amen. You yield that tongue. It makes it easy to yield the other members of your body. Amen. Ooh, I'm talking to somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Now then, I want to introduce this. Ephesians 3:10. To the intent that to make all men see what is their part of the mystery, he speaks divine mysteries, which from the beginning of the world have been hidden in God who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers, not just devils, but angels also, in heavenly places, see, the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. What does that have to do with praying in tongues? Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not love, I just made a lot of noise. Ah, but what if I speak in the tongue of men and angels and I have love? See, I mean, your angels will find out what God wants them to know about your life, and they're around you and they're doing things for you. Man, they're out there doing stuff you don't even know because you praying stuff. You praying things you forgot to pray about. And the angel said, oh, yeah, he said that in my life. I understood every word that boy said. Bow, here he goes. And you're just saying, yeah, I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. Ministry and spirits go get it done. Well, hallelujah. We're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.